The USDA wants to change what they call broad-based categorical eligibility in the SNAP program. The regulation allows people that don't have a low enough income to qualify for food stamps to get them in other ways. People can also qualify if they receive assistance from other federal programs. Cynthia Curthart runs the Facing Hunger Food Bank in Huntington, West Virginia. She says most of the 116,000 people she serves gets food stamps through the rule.
89% of the people that we serve are what you would refer to as working poor families. So those are folks that are working one or more jobs in order to try and make a living.
The USDA wants to tighten these eligibility rules in an effort to prevent abuse of SNAP and save billions of dollars. But Curthart says if people are made ineligible, families would have to spend money on food that would normally go to pay bills.
They can't pay for, you know, rent or their utilities or fuel for their cars to get to their jobs.
The Kentucky Division of Family Support manages SNAP eligibility in the state. Former Director Jason Dunn is now a policy analyst with advocacy group Kentucky Voices for Health. He says without categorical eligibility, it takes time to determine if someone's income is low enough for food stamps.
When you add up doing that for hundreds of thousands of cases, it really adds up in time and effort on the state's part.
Dunn says that added wait time could fall back on families who need SNAP. The proposed rule is open to public comments for the next 2 months. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Liam Niemeyer.